welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimio, Jay Day and the Day Home team of real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing. I'm Pete McLeod, Ed Lilly not with us for this segment of the program. We have the two September Nimio Athletes of the Month, High School Athletes of the Month, Billy Yantz right here with us, and later in the program you'll hear from Abby Burdett, the soccer star from Urbana. Billy, of course, the quarterback for the Walkersville High School football team for the last 3 years, and what a 3 years it's been.
Yeah, it's been a ride so far. So
you're a senior, we remember, of course, Ed isn't here, but we did a football game with you guys against Thomas Johnson High School in September 2015, and actually nobody knew much about either team. Both of you teams, the teams were young, and so we didn't know too much about it, but nobody expected the start of a dynasty.
Yeah.
You guys, it was a great football game because TJ played very well, too. You guys pulled it out and started something special. You went on that year to get all the way to the state championship game, where you did lose a close one to Patuxent, game that I wish you could play over again. But you were a sophomore quarterback starting out. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, think what has happened? Of course, undefeated season, state championship, 21 game win streak as we tape this program. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No, honestly, I did not. I always thought I just wanted to play the best of my ability and play with all my friends and just have a good time doing it. And honestly, winning and everything has made it a lot more fun. But yeah, so
you can have a good time with, you know, and not be champions like you guys are. You guys were 14-0 last year and won the Maryland 2A state championship. This year, as we tape this program, you're 7-0. And regardless of what happens, you've had a great year. And that other year, the first year when you were a sophomore, you were 11-3,
yes,
and all the way to within seconds of the state championship game. Just a tremendous season, when no one really expected it. I don't think we thought some good athletes there, but nobody expected a run like you guys had in that season. So, when did you start playing football?
I started playing football in fifth grade, actually. So my dad's been a coach. He's coached high school football his whole life, basically. And I'd always run around on the sidelines at his games, but I'd always played soccer. So all my friends played football, and so they finally convinced me in fifth grade. So I came out and played, and I had a blast and loved it ever since.
Did you always play quarterback? Or?
No, I didn't. Fifth grade, when I first started, I was a tight end and a D end, actually. And I played fullback some. I didn't start playing quarterback until seventh grade, I think.
And did you just have a natural ability to because you have to, as a quarterback, especially one with your resume, you've got to be in charge. The guys have got to have confidence in you. Mm-hmm. You have to have the great athletic ability, obviously. You have to understand the game. You have to be in sync with the coach, Joe Polis, obviously, and the coaching staff, or you're not going to last long. And there's a lot riding on your shoulders as a young guy. I mean, sophomore. How did you feel that first night against TJ?
It was, I mean, honestly, I was probably scared to death. I mean, it was a long time ago, so I don't remember a lot. But I've been running the same system ever since I started. So it's all the same plays. It's all the same terminology and stuff like that. So I think I was ready to go. Just all the nerves and everything, just calming down and doing what I've been taught to do. So.
Well, you fooled us in the press box. We thought you were a veteran out there. We thought we were at the wrong game because that was a fantastic game. And there was thunder and lightning and delays. It was just a weird, kind of a weird night. But the big story was how well Walkersville played. And that was the start of something really, really great at Walkersville High School last year, the 14-0 season, the state championship. How did you feel? Because you guys were on a mission. You felt you should have beaten Patuxent and won the title in 2015. Now you were going to do it for real in 2016. But there's a lot of pressure on you, and there's a lot of good teams you have to beat. I remember when Dunbar came in here.
Yeah, Dunbar
came in, and I thought it was an NFL. I thought they'd gotten off at the wrong stop. It was an NFL team. They were all huge.
Yeah.
They were fast, and they looked pretty smart, too. My goodness, how is Walkersville going to – were you guys in the same – were you impressed?
Yeah, I was really impressed with Dunbar. I would say they were the best team that we played throughout the whole year.
Oh, yes,
I honestly would have liked to play them in state championship, because it would have been more fun to beat them. But, yeah, they had a lot of playmakers. They had some really good receivers. Their quarterback was really good. They had some big D tackles that were always in our backfield. So,
yeah, how did you – because, I mean, you had to face some guys that were just, frankly, a lot bigger than you coming at you.
Yeah. We tried to outsmart them as much as we could. We tried to change the snap count around a lot, try to get them jump off sides, make dumb penalties so we could move the ball a little bit. And it actually worked out pretty good for us. So,
yeah, you were in command. You had some close at the end, but as I recall, it always seemed like you kind of had the upper hand. Like you certainly didn't panic, and you what you were doing, that was a first-class team you were playing. You know, you're 7-0 as we tape this program this year. You've had some challenges in the September, the month where we chose you as the athlete of the year. You were 5-0 and 9 touchdown passes, a .667 completion percentage. Of course, that's going to vary by the time this show airs, but very good. And do you think you get enough credit? Because, you know, all these other it seems like you never get the credit you deserve. All you do is win. You direct the team and win. I don't know. We both, Ed and I, feel that you sometimes don't get the credit you deserve.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not much to take credit for anything. I've got a lot of good skill players around me. Our line is really good. So I've always got a lot of time to throw the ball. My receiver is always where they're supposed to be. So everyone else has done a really good job in getting me to where I am today. So
this is Bill Gant, the quarterback of the undefeated Walkersville Lions football team. Tell us about some of your teammates, the ones that impress you.
There's so many. Our running backs, Jacob Wetzel and Ty Littleton, they're both very dynamic. They can do a lot of things. They're both power backs. Our fullbacks are the same way, Chris Boselli and Tyler Gleason. They both run really, really hard. They're really smart. They can see things like how I see them in audible and stuff like that. Our receivers are really good, Josh Pulse and Hunter Cleaver. They're both fast. They're big kids. They're strong. They can catch the ball and get yards. And then our line is, they're very big this year, and they're very strong. They're very smart. So, and they're all seniors, by the way.
And, yeah, most of them are seniors. You had a great – was your class kind of all together since you had the grade school and coming up?
Yeah, we've been together. I mean, some have come and go to other schools and stuff, but our core group has been together ever since we can all remember. We've all played together for 9-10 years or so.
So the feeder system is right. Now, is Woodsboro and Walkersville, they're next to – you both feed into the high school. Is there a division between the kids that come from one town of a community and the other?
Yeah, we all came from GVAA, which they play at Heritage Farm Park, which is in Walkersville. It's right across the street from one of the main elementary schools that feeds up to Walkersville.
I see. So you really did grow up together, in the movies.
Yep. Got pictures from when we were like 4 years old, all of us together at pre-K and all that stuff. So.
That's really good. And, of course, it's like a family atmosphere there at Walkersville High School. You go to the games, and the fire department's always out there doing something, and the train tracks are back. It's really a kind of an interesting place to play and do a game. And you have a very rabid fan base there that follows you all over the place.
Our students are really good at traveling and coming out and supporting us every game. All the parents in the community always comes out and tries to support us. The fire department, it's amazing having running in, scoring touchdowns, and then having the trucks go off and the lights and everything and seeing the faces on the other team for the first time. But, I really enjoy playing at our stadium and having everyone come out every Friday night.
And now the coach, Joe Polis, what kind of credit would you give him and the coaching staff overall for this incredible streak that Walkersville has been on?
I mean, I would give them all the credit. They're the ones that have put in all the game plans. They're the ones that watch the most film. They know where everyone's going to be every play. They know what we should do and how we should beat teams. We're just the ones that execute it. I'm just the one that helps everyone out and everything. And I just, they do everything for us.
Now, as quarterback, do you ever have to, talk angrily to your teammates if they're loafing or not, because nobody's perfect. You're going to have bad days, but
there's some days of practice where everyone's kind of moping around. It's a Monday or Tuesday and everyone just wants to get to the Friday game, but I try to tell everyone to take a game at a time, because this is our senior year and it's already come down to the end almost. So try to take it day by day, work hard every single day, and just try to get better.
And you're moving down the road you're seeing. Your senior year will continue to go fast, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, after that goes fast, too. Now, how about for next year? Are you considering playing football in college?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at my top school right now is Salisbury University. And then okay. I think my second is Frostburg State University. So,
all right, that's two good schools. And right in this area, too, so your parents and friends would be able to see you play.
And I have two kids from recent teams in the past years have gone to both schools, and they both loved it. So I definitely got people down there that I can trust and see the school and everything like that.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Now, have they been looking at you for a long time? Or are they?
I've been talking to both of them since junior year, probably, end of junior year, so.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Now, how about academically? What are your interests?
I'm looking into becoming a physical therapist or like a gym teacher or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really interested in like how the body works and all that stuff, and I love sports and stuff like that. So I love just physical therapy and how to cure the body and help an athlete get back to their best abilities.
So would that factor into your decision where to go? Or?
No, they both have good programs. I've researched all that stuff, and they're both really good in both fields. So they're both good fits for me.
Now, you've had, I think, you know, asking you who maybe would be the most influential coach, I'm going to guess it was your dad, right?
Yeah, I would say, either my dad or Coach Pulse. I can remember back to – my dad used to coach at Poolsville High School in Montgomery County.
Oh, okay.
And ever since I was, I would say, four, I remember I would go to their games and I would stand on the sideline after the games and he'd let me run around on the field and we played catch and stuff like that. And it's just always been a part of my life and a part of his life. And it's been a blessing growing up with a dad that can help me out through football. And he's always there at every game and everything, especially on the sidelines. So.
Well, Bill Gant, we wish you luck the rest of the way in this 2017 season, and you got some big games to go, but win or lose, they can't take that state championship last year away from you. That's yours for life.
Yep, yes it is. Thank you for having me.
The great picture of Billy Gant on Frederick County Sports Weekend, and we're brought to you by NIMIO, NIMIO Federal Credit Union, by J-Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and also by Griffith Plumbing. For Ed Luly, I'm Pete McLeod. We've been talking to Bill Gant. We'll be talking to Abby Burdett, the female September Athlete of the Month, coming up later in the program. Welcome back to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. We are brought to you by NIMIO, Federal Credit Union, J-Day, and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams, and Griffith Plumbing. And Ed Luly not with us. I'm Pete McLeod. We have Abby Burdett, our Athlete of the Month for the month of September. And she's a senior striker for the Urbana High School girls soccer team, which happens to be number one in the state as we tape this program. How does it feel to be number one?
Definitely an awesome feeling. I don't even know how to explain it, actually. It's awesome.
Well, now you got that way. Let's explain how you got that way. You beat Archbishop Spalding last week by a score of 2-1. They were undefeated. And you were lucky enough to get the first goal and then assist on Caitlin Shepherd's winning goal.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So what happened is we scored like 5 minutes in. Sorry. 5 minutes into the first half. So we had a lead. And then we kind of held the lead. We were controlling the game, I'd say. And then second half came. And they came out like really, really on top of it. They unfortunately got a goal on us. And I think it was 11 seconds later, right off the kickoff, I think we did like our kickoff play. Caitlin passed it down the line, and I just like ran onto it. Like, no one was stopping me. Got onto the end line, crossed it in, and we scored like 11 seconds later.
So they didn't have much time to enjoy.
Yeah.
So, you'd been ahead. Now, you scored. Describe your first goal in the first half of that game where you went out 1-0 ahead of Spalding in this huge game.
Yeah, so I guess my back was to goal, and I received the ball, and I turned, and I saw the space, and I just, I guess I took a touch, and I was, like, outside the 18, and I just shot it and went in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's 1-0 against, you know, your big private school rival there, Archbishop Spalding, had 1-0 at the half.
Yeah.
The second half, they tied it up. In fact, that was, I think, the only – was that the second goal of the season scored
against – Second goal, yeah. Oakdale,
all season long.
And then all season long,
that's amazing. That's what a record you guys are racking up. And you came out and you – now, were there any close calls coming down the stretch because Spalding there's a reason they're one of the top teams of the state.
Definitely some nervous moments, but I think our defense did a very good job of shutting them down. Like, the talent they had on that team, we matched up perfectly. Like, Hannah Gorman has been having like, an awesome junior year, and she, like, shut down that offense.
Wow. And Coach Nichols was a little excited, too.
Yeah, he was definitely pleased. He was talking to us saying, like, I didn't know how you guys were going to respond to getting scored on, but, I mean, pretty much said itself.
11 so, seconds later.
11 seconds later, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, and it was a nice – did you feel when you made the pass that Caitlin was in position
to – Yeah, I know. I looked up and I saw her like, Abby. And I was like, I know, I got to get it to her. And she finished it perfectly. And definitely a cool moment. The team was all – I don't even sprinted and cheered for everyone. It was awesome.
You had a good crowd there.
Yeah, it was a huge crowd, yeah.
What a game. I mean, that's a state interest. And then the other big game you had even more recently last weekend in the CMC Championships. Yeah. You won your third straight. So you've been a three-time CMC champion in addition to everything else. And you defeated Oakdale, a very, very tough team, by a score of 3-0.
Yeah, early in the season, we tied to them.
So one-to-one tie in September.
One-to-one tie, double overtime. So that was a hard break, but we definitely wanted to get our revenge, and I'd say we did.
Although you may beat them again.
Yeah.
They're not quite dead yet, but they're an excellent team, excellent coach over there at Oakdale also. But you got the paper made a pretty big deal about it. You got a beautiful assist again to Caitlin Shepherd, who with a hat trick in that game.
Yeah.
But you feed her first goal.
Yeah.
Tell us how that developed, because it was nothing at the time. I believe.
I think someone switched the ball to the. I was playing right wing, and they switched the ball to me, and I sprinted onto it, got end line, and slotted it back just like the Spalding goal, and she was there in the perfect positioning and finished it. So.
Wow. Okay. So the final score was 3-0. She got two more goals, and you are the figures keep changing, so I won't really bring them up. But you have the most assists of any for Urbana girls soccer in history, right?
Yes,
I do. You're the number one. You're number one in that, and you're number two in all overall scoring in girls soccer.
Yes.
And you've been a starter since your freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And, state champions last year, the team. Yeah. You've been all-state, I think, for 3 years.
Yes.
Have you not? You've been all-state for 3 years, which is an incredible honor. And you're headed to the University of Tennessee on a full scholarship, I believe.
Not a full scholarship.
Not a full,
but,
okay. But that's still
tennis. But definitely got some money.
Some money in Tennessee, a well-known sports power in all sports and academically also. So you're... And we talked a little bit about that, and we had a practice show here. But maybe you could just go over that again, because I asked you, I remember, you know, Tennessee, Division I, you know, you're going up a step a little bit with a major college here. Do you have any nervousness about that?
Definitely nervous. Tennessee's doing, like, really good this season. They're, like, 11th in the country, so... Definitely intimidating to go into a successful program like that, but it's also like motivating me, I guess, to get better than what I am.
Yeah. Is there anything you need to improve on? Because listening to your coach Chuck Nichols, he can't say anything but good things.
Well, we have like a lot of fitness testing going into Tennessee, so I'm definitely going to have to improve that this summer. And also, I want to work on my left foot a little bit, so I'm stronger with both feet. So that's what I'm trying to go for this summer.
But I'll tell you, you're one of the, if not the top player in the state right now. And did any of the players on the Spalding team, do you know any of them from club activities or anything?
None of them are on my club team, but Maddie Chu on my team plays for Bethesda. Abby Hanks on Spalding was on that team. There's a lot of Bethesda club players on that team. Yeah, a lot of club players. Spalding.
So it was on all fronts to beat a team like that. It had to feel good.
It was an amazing feeling.
and of course, you had a statewide audience and watching that. And you are number one in the state right now. And hopefully, we'll stay that way to the end of the year.
Fingers crossed.
And at school, what has been the reaction? Your classmates at school, have they recognized this,
your
accomplishments?
If we wear, like, our jerseys to school one day or our quarter zips or whatever, because we're all matching as a team, they'll come like, who are you guys playing tonight? Like, aren't you undefeated? Like, that's awesome. You guys going to states again? Like, stuff like that. So, like, yeah, the community's definitely, like, come together and, like, supported us through it all.
And now as we tape this show and you're listening to it, your first playoff game will be, you drew a bye in the first round, obviously,
yes,
with your kind of a record. You're 14-0-1 by my calculations. Mm-hmm. If you count all the games you played, you're 14-0-1. The one tie was that game to Oakdale in September. That's the only slight blemish on that. It really isn't a blemish either on the on an incredible record for the Urbana girls soccer team coached by Chuck Nichols. But your first playoff game, you have to go through the states now. You're defending state champion.
Yeah.
And you'll be playing at 4A?
Yeah, we're 4A North this year.
So that's a change.
Yeah, definitely a big change.
Because you were 3A, and now you're playing the big kids.
Big leagues now, you could say.
But you've already beaten one of the big kids, Spalding, the other day. So that should give you some confidence. Mm-hmm. But you will start the long trail to the state championship this Tuesday night, October 31st.
Yes.
Do you know what time that will be?
I think it's at 5:15.
5:15 game at Urbana.
Because we're home. And last year we had the 7 o'clock time slot. So the boys get it this year. So
I see. Okay.
So we're the early game this year.
And the boys are no slouches either. They've had pretty good records over there. But you guys are kind of the story this year.
Yeah.
Talk about your other teammates. Now, we talked about Caitlin Shepherd with the amazing hat trick against Oakdale.
Yeah.
But how about some of the other players on that team?
I don't know. Maddie Chu, she's a starting center mid for us. She, unfortunately, was out last year with a torn ACL. So she had to sit on the bench and watch us win the state championship, which is definitely hurt.
Bummer. That's a bummer.
Yeah, bummer. So, I mean, this season, we're trying to get her to get that same feeling so she can feel what it feels like to win. Hannah Gorman, she's a junior center back. Her sister, Haley Gorman, was the center back for us last year, and Hannah's really stepped into that role and, like, been a great center back for us, has really been stepping up as a junior. Another center midfielder, Isabel SK, she's the junior captain with me, Katie, and Caitlin and Maddie. She's been having the season of her life. She's like a brick wall. She's like our holding mid. No one can get by her.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you needed against Spalding, too.
She was fits in that slot perfectly.
Well, yeah. Anybody else you want?
And our goalkeeper, Hannah Goodacre.
Oh, yeah.
She's had an amazing past 2 years.
Well, what has she let in? A grand total of two goals?
Two goals
all year.
I don't know what else you can ask for.
I mean, how can you as a goalie do any better than that? You let in no goals, I guess. But I've just never heard of some of the things, extraordinary things going on there. And then your coach and assistant coach is Chuck Nichols, of course, is the head coach. He's been there a while, and he's watched you develop from a freshman. Yeah. And has he been the guy, kind of a guiding light for you?
He has a really good relationship with all his players, but he's a very supportive and positive coach. I really enjoy playing for him.
Well, that's says a lot. Now, your dad also, because he's here with you today. Has he been?
Both my parents, my mom and my dad, and even my little brother. Like, they have been, like, I couldn't have done it without them. All the support they've given me, I don't even know how to thank them.
Abby Burdett, we're talking to your little brother. Does he play soccer?
He does. He was on the JV team this year for the boys.
Oh, you're little. He's that old. I thought you said little. He's five years old.
No, he's only two years younger.
Oh, so he'll take his step.
Yeah.
In the Urbana hierarchy.
Make his mark in the Urbana boys soccer.
See, that's exciting to have a family like that. So your parents, because when you graduate, that's not the end then.
Yeah,
they got him coming up, too.
They still got the legacy.
Are they going to make any trips down to Knoxville to see you play there in Tennessee?
I hope so. They keep having these big ideas, so we'll see. I'm sure they will.
That is going to be exciting. Yeah. As far as your career thrill, we usually ask all the athletes if there's one moment. What? Maybe it was Spalding. I don't know. What was your biggest moment so far, your biggest thrill in soccer?
In my entire high school career, it definitely had to be winning the state championship.
That was last year, 2016.
Yeah, 2016. Yeah. Nothing can compare to that feeling. All the hard work and everything we put in that season, the summer workouts, the disappointing loss to Patterson Mill last year, which took us by surprise and made us really, like, turn the season around. Like, all that work that we put in, nothing it finally felt like it paid off at that moment. Yeah. I just remember the countdown from 10 seconds and just like, just the craziest feeling.
And you're still on a high from that.
Yeah, like, just thinking about it gives me goosebumps.
Well, I can relate to that because that's what a thrill that is. And they can't ever take that away from you. That trophy is going to be there for no matter what happens. And academically, I've asked you these questions before, but academically, what are your interests as you go to Tennessee, a big university?
I'm not totally narrowed down yet, but I'm looking into like majoring in like psychology, maybe.
Okay,
like
interesting.
That. Yeah.
Interesting field, yeah.
I want to research in like mental illnesses and stuff like that.
Okay, well, there's a lot of need for that and a wide open career field in that area. Well, we wish you all the luck in the world. You're our September female athlete, high school athlete of the month in Frederick County. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And it's been a thrill having you in here and talking and good luck in the quest to get a second championship. It begins this Tuesday at 5:15 at Urbana. If you want to see some great soccer, get out there and watch these kids play because they're really, really good. We want to thank you for listening. We want to thank our sponsors also, Nimio Federal Credit Union, Jay Day and the Day Home team and the real estate teams, and Griffith Plumbing for helping us bring full coverage of high school sports to our listeners. Thank you, Abby Burdett, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Famous girls soccer player over there at Urbana, I'll tell you that. Thank you for listening. Join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.